This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. A film about a man who likes bare-knuckle fighting and a woman whose legs were eaten by a whale does not sound altogether promising. But Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz says that the new French movie, Rust and Bone, finds a way.
When Alain Mathias Chonert eats, he gobbles everything in sight. With a four-pack of small yogurts, he digs into all four containers at once, as if it's the last food on Earth. Rust and Bone's a movie about manners, but like all good films and plays and novels about manners, how someone eats yogurt is not the question. It's whether human beings treat each other with respect. Alain does just about everything the same way he eats. He's a brutal man in a harsh world. He works as a security guard but makes more money in a sort of fight club. Men pound on each other with bare fists. When they can, they pick their opponents up and slam them to the ground and beat them around the face. Meanwhile, other men crowd around, pump their fists, and scream. It's like a schoolyard fight, except these are very tough, scary grown men, and they do a lot of damage. You wouldn't think that manners are the issue. Alain meets Stephanie Marion Cotillard at a club. They have a quick, emotionless encounter and go their own ways. She works at Marineland, where killer whales, orcas, do tricks for the audience. One of the orcas propels itself out of the water and bites off Stephanie's legs. And then something like a relationship develops between her and Alain. Neither of these characters is what you'd call connected to their own feelings. They stagger through their isolated lives like drones. Rust and Bone's a movie about brute appetite. A good bit of the story takes place in and around the town of Antibes on the Mediterranean coast of France. Antibes is beautiful. There's the sea, beaches, and picturesque buildings hundreds of years old. Antibes has a Picasso museum. But Rust and Bone shows little interest in tourist attractions. This Antibes looks grim and desolate. People exist here and not much more than that. In the same way, the movie ignores the beauty of Marion Cotillard. It concentrates on the stumps of her legs and her struggle to get around. But while Rust and Bone never looks like The Other Side of the Mountain or any other melodramas about people overcoming great physical obstacles, you do get the sense all through that something's going to make these damaged characters into human beings. It doesn't happen quickly, and nobody turns into Albert Schweitzer in A World of Sunlight and the Songs of Birds. Stephanie's first reactions are to say no to whatever comes up, but she's finally game. She goes to the beach with Alain, and when she decides to let him carry her into the water, she does that thing that French women at the beach do so well. She wraps a towel around herself, wiggles around, and voila, she's in a bathing suit. And soon she does that thing that French male film directors do so often. She takes off her top. But what the film's getting at is Stephanie's fight to rediscover normalcy, and she slowly looks for the kind of normalcy she never had before. She starts to ask for things like gentleness and respect, which is no mean feat in this place of Darwinian struggles to survive. Some people might want to call Rust and Bone uplifting, which would probably put director Jacques Audiard into apoplexy. His films do not have warm and fuzzy edges. He's made Read My Lips and The Prophet, which also show how the world gives no quarter and people are driven by the most basic sense of need. But in fact, these two misbegotten characters do find the beginning of manners, which makes them willing to keep going and make their lives just a little bit sweet. I'm Howie Moshevitz.
Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz is director of film education at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media.